This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Miguel Angel Rodriguez. Date of birth, May 19, 2005. Case ID number is 8003074. Date of exam, September 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a disability report dated 2023. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old single male who presented with his mother, who's single at this time, for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Russell Silver syndrome and scoliosis. The claimant is presently unemployed and is in the 10th grade and is in a special ed class. The mother is working and they both live in an apartment complex, and she does receive some kind of child support from the father. The mother states that the claimant has been on disability for 15 years, secondary to his condition. Allegations number one, Russell Silver syndrome. Number two, scoliosis. History of allegations. Number one, Russell Silver syndrome. The claimant states that since May 19, 2005, he has been diagnosed. He has had Russell Silver syndrome. He was diagnosed in 2008. The claimant does have a large head compared to his body. He has a round, triangular face. His chin appears to be pointed chin. The claimant has difficulty ambulating and trips over himself frequently. His legs are very weak, and he has difficulty moving them. He also has a low IQ, decreased cognitive function, and decreased ability to communicate. He talks minimally and does not understand the questions that I am asking him. He is short for his 18 years of age and is way below the 5th percentile for his age group. However, he is at the 50th percentile for his weight according to his age. The mother is very tall and a large woman. She appears to be about 5'8 and weighs about 280 pounds. The claimant cannot read or write and has difficulty with any kind of math or any other functions. He is not able to care for himself. He is unable to bathe by himself or put his clothes on, and does definitely have a disability at this time. His condition is stable but not better. Allegations number two, back pain secondary to scoliosis. The mother states that since birth and from the diagnosis of Russell Silver syndrome, he started to have an aching pain in the lumbar sacral back area that would radiate down both legs. He was diagnosed with scoliosis. No surgeries have been performed. His limitations include being able to walk 5 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, occasionally bend over, comma, but unable to lift anything. He does have assisted orthotics for both of his lower leg area and is usually in a wheelchair. His physician is Dr. Carlos Villotas. He has not seen a chiropractor or received on any kind of physical therapy. He is somewhat pigeon-toed and has severe weakness and pes kava of both feet. The claimant occasionally takes ibuprofen 200 milligrams BID for pain, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with scoliosis and bilateral pes kava and pigeon toe ambulation. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, sometimes going to the grocery store with his mother, and watching cartoons on his tablet. His limitations include being able to walk 5 feet, but with assisted devices, stand for 10 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, and bend over without assistance. He is right-handed dominant and is unable to read, write, or use his hands very much. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. He is able to drink from a cup, but not necessarily a coffee cup. He does have a wheelchair that he uses all the time and bilateral orthotic foot devices. The mother says the only physical activity he does is looking at tablets where he watches cartoons daily. Family history. The father is 53 and has died via mellitus and cirrhosis of the liver, but has no other diseases. The mother is 50 and has lumbar sacral back pain and a morbid obesity. Medications, none. Medical problems, scoliosis, pes cavas of both feet with pigeon toe ambulation, Russell-Silver syndrome, with decreased IQ and cognitive function, along with decreased physical function as well. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the mother states there's no one in the family who drinks alcohol. The claimant has had no delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse. There's no one in the family that uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There's nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 155 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 0 inches. BP, 142 over 96 mmHg. Heart rate, 89 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 30.5. General. This is a 18-year-old male. Who appears to be younger than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He is not a reliable historian who presented with his mother to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Russell-Silver syndrome and scoliosis. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a slightly macrocephalic atraumatic head with a triangular chin and a round face compared to his body. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/50. The claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant has positive atrophy of the lower extremities. He has pes cava of both feet and has difficulty walking. He does have a pigeon gait and has to use foot ankle arthrosis to ambulate with. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. The claimant was unable to answer questions. Concentration was poor and he was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. The mother had to respond to all the questions. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and had to be in a wheelchair most of the time. He did come with our bilateral ankle foot orthotics. His hand coordination was poor and finger to nose was abnormal. He was not able to perform a heel and shin exam. And the Romber sign was positive. The claimant has extreme weakness and imbalance. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms, but no tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, but deformity was noted of the lower extremities. He does have pes cava of both feet and has a pigeon toe ambulation. There is abnormal range of motion. Of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, but was able to flex 90 degrees, but with assistance. He was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, but especially for the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the right side and 50 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially for the left knee, where the claimant is unable to flex more than 90 degrees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with assistance. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and is unable to walk at a normal tandem rate, even with the orthotics that he has. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires foot and ankle orthotics all the time and a wheelchair most of the time to get around in. Neurological. Grip strength was +3/5 for the left side and +4/5 for the right. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the left upper and lower extremity, and +4/5 for the right upper and lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally, but especially for the left side. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects with the right hand, but not with the left. He hears but does not speak well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of his lower extremities, where he has pes cava of both feet and a pigeon toe gait. He is unable to heel toe and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally, but especially for the left side, where his grip strength is +3/5. And he's unable to oppose fingers, pinch, but is able to make a full closed fist. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted, especially for the left side. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations secondary to a low IQ and decreased cognitive function, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to mental and physical limitations and his inability to care for himself. Probable diagnoses. Number one, Russell-Silver syndrome, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does appear to be handicapped in many areas, including IQ, and functional capacity. He does also have a left upper and lower hemiparesis compared to the right side. Allegations number two, scoliosis, -mild, has not been treated. He appears to have more problems with the lower legs. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Miguel Angel Rodriguez.